It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Michigan's Medicaid expansion goes into effect today. Healthy Michigan is available to the 477,000 low-income Michiganders between age 19 and 64 who are not currently eligible for Medicare or Medicaid. Joining us now is Krista Nordberg, Director of Enrollment at the Washtenaw Health Plan. Krista, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
So first of all, what kind of coverage is available for people through Healthy Michigan?
So the Healthy Michigan plan is extremely comprehensive health care coverage. So there's comprehensive medical benefit, prescription coverage. There's also dental, vision, mental health, substance abuse.
Under Healthy Michigan, people will be responsible for some of the cost of their health care. How does that work?
That's correct. There will be very small copays because this is for lower-income Michiganders. So the copays range from about $1 to $3 for the dental and the vision and the prescriptions. And for people with higher incomes, so incomes between 100% and 133% of poverty, they will be asked to contribute to a house savings account. And that is still something being worked out, the details with the state as to how that will be administered through their health plan and how they will pay into that.
When you talk about those percentages of poverty, what does that break down to for yearly income?
So for a one-person household to be eligible for the new Healthy Michigan plan, it's about $16,000 a year. And then for, say, a family of four, it's about $32,900 a year. So it's providing fairly high income limits to what we have seen in the past.
Now, there are some incentives for healthy behavior as a part of this plan. Is that correct?
That's what I understand. And again, the details on how the house savings account will work is still being worked out. But people's contributions, from my understanding, could be decreased if they, say, exercise regularly or quit smoking or take some real affirmative actions to become healthier.
Now, we heard there was some confusion. People weren't sure if they were enrolled already in Healthy Michigan or what process they were supposed to use to understand whether they were eligible for Healthy Michigan. Where would they find that information?
Well, I would encourage anyone who did apply through healthcare.gov and received information that their application would be forwarded to the state, if they have not heard anything, there would be nothing wrong with just going ahead and applying for the new Healthy Michigan plan now that it's finally open for enrollment, April Fool's Day, 2014.
So where do people go to enroll? What's that website?
So the website is michigan.gov/mybridges, MIBRIDGES. There's also a way for people to apply by phone, and that number is 1-855-789-5610.
Now, Krista, you're on the ground working with people who are trying to join this plan. How prepared is the system for enrollment? Are you hearing anything from people who are starting this process?
So we have been successfully enrolling people all day long, and the system has been up, running. There have been no glitches, no shutdowns. We are so pleasantly surprised.
And what have you heard from the people you've been working with about what this health care plan means for them?
For some people, this just means an enormous relief. I had a couple in today, and they've been going through cancer and have been without coverage. And you can only just imagine what the prospect of having comprehensive health care means to them. And I've gotten a lot of hugs today as people have left, just completely relieved and overjoyed.
Krista Nordberg is Director of Enrollment at the Washtenaw Health Plan. Krista, thanks for making time for us on this very busy day for you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer. Have a nice day.